Some people can't sleep. Others achieve so much that we ask, do they ever sleep? Musician David Amran certainly fits the latter category. Over the course of his long career, the 71-year-old musician has scored films for Hollywood, performed with symphony orchestras, played with Dizzy Gillespie in Cuba, and collaborated with Native American musicians. Long before the term world music existed, David Amram was playing it. From New York, John Kalish reports on Amram's half-century-long musical journey.
David Amram makes sound just walking down the street. Amram wears what amounts to a reef of necklaces made up of beads, religious symbols, dog tags, ocarinas, and various trinkets he's acquired on his travels.
One of them was given to me by Joanne Shenandoah from the Oneida Nation when I recorded for her over the years. I had one from David Brosa when I worked with him in Israel. I had some from when I worked with Betty Carter. For 17 years conducting concerts with her.
He wears the necklaces whenever he performs. Today he's headed to a recording session with his Middle Eastern trio.
I've got it. If I use enough vibrato, I'll never know.
His collaborators are oud player George Migridichian, a New Yorker of Armenian descent, and bouzouki player Avraham Penges, an Israeli who settled in New York. Amram alternates between dumbek, a ceramic drum, and shanai, an early Middle Eastern kind of oboe. Avraham Penges has played with Amram for 29 years.
He was born to be a musician, and he's an excellent musician. I mean, he's got, like, you know, an unlimited talent. I wish I would play so many instruments on such a level.
David Amram is known for, among other things, being a virtuoso of the penny whistle. Amram's first instrument was the trumpet, which he gave up for the French horn. In college, he played with the National Symphony Orchestra in Washington, D.C., and jammed with saxophonist Charlie Parker. Later, he developed his skills as a scat singer on tour with some of the giants of jazz.
When I traveled on the buses with Oscar Pettiford's band, we would sit in the back there and sing four bars, either something melodic, or make up a word. It's great to be here in New York City at last and not have to dwell in the 1950s past, but drive around the cars. Really so neat, but I hope I don't get lost again at Miss Bleecker Street.
All along, David Amram has played the piano.
When I play the piano and when I play all the percussion instruments I do from around the world, each one of them gives you a chance to express what you can't do on your main instrument. And as a composer, the more that you can play, the better you can hear, and the better you can write for other instruments.
Amram started composing at the age of 15. When he was 36, Amram was selected as the first composer in residence with the New York Philharmonic. Over the course of his career, he has composed two operas, dozens of pieces for jazz ensembles, and more than 100 chamber and symphonic works. The Manhattan Chamber Orchestra has recorded 9 of Amram's compositions. Conductor Richard Alden Clark.
He respects all music so much, and he loves his players so much, that when he's creating his pieces, he's not just thinking from a theoretical or practical standpoint, but he's thinking about the people who are actually going to play his music. And he writes for them. It's so personal.
Thank you. In addition to incorporating his experience with different instruments, Amram has also brought different cultures into the concert hall. He's incorporated folk melodies from Asia, Native American music, and jazz in his symphonies.
The music of Monk and Charlie Parker and the vocal stylings of Billie Holiday and the soulful saxophone playing of Lester Young and Bix Beiderbecke's amazing innovations were all part of my background, and that exquisite choice of notes and that integrity influenced me when I was writing my violin sonata and when I was writing my Shakespeare opera Twelfth Night. They didn't sound like jazz necessarily, but they came from that same place of an honorable, beautiful, personal choice of notes.
In 1977, Amram went to Cuba with Dizzy Gillespie. It was on that trip that he met Cuban saxophonist Paquito de Rivera. When de Rivera emigrated to America in 1980, Amram got him his first gigs, and the two have played together on and off ever since.
David Amram is one of those cats that they play exactly the same way they are. His enthusiasm is like if he's, 18 years old. And he's not certainly 18 years old. David is one who really understood that the elements of jazz music come from all over the world. I can hear in every note he plays, it's like a journey to a different part of the world in the wings of jazz music.
The wings of jazz and Latin music also propelled some of David Amram's film scores. In 1962, Amram composed the music for The Manchurian Candidate, but it's only recently that some of his early works have been recorded.
Fortunately, I didn't wait around for that to happen, or at the age of 71, I'd have written maybe one piece instead of over 100. My score for The Manchurian Candidate took 36 years to come out. My Passover opera on ABC television took 34 years to come out. My violin sonata that I wrote in 1960 has just been recorded, and to see it happening is such a relief because now I can forget about all those pieces. They're on their own. It's like when your kids grow up and they leave home, you can say, all right, I can't believe it, but that little rascal is out there. So in a sense, when I hear a piece being played about on the radio that I didn't even know was recorded, I say, wow, that's like a kid calling up and saying, hey, Pop, what's happening?
What's happening for David Amram in the coming months is the debut of a flute concerto he wrote for James Galway. Amram is also working on an oratorio about immigration with author Frank McCourt, and the man who helped pioneer the style is writing a book about world music. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.